Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what is going on a Monday in Creighton, Nebraska at Midwest Bank?
Well, Bill, I got to tell a couple stories real quick.
Oh, okay. Please do.
Rolling in, I'm up at the cabin. My sister and brother-in-law, Steve Shindaddy, was there. And we're doing some work, doing some things. And we decided to go down to the Blue Moon to have something to eat.
Yes.
The Blue Moon, which is incredible.
Where's this at?
This is up by our cabin. This is Lazy River Acres up by Niobrara.
Okay.
We roll in. I'm third in line. It's my sister. Then Shin Daddy's going into the Blue Moon. I'm a good, whatever.
I'm listening.
4 to 5 steps behind him. The door opens. All I hear is, "Naked and Afraid!" Shin Daddy. They saw him walk into Shin Daddy.
Do you know what they're talking about?
So Rick and Susie McManigle are the ones that yelled it, and they listen to the show every day, which is awesome. That's so kind of them. Listen. So we're 3.5 hours away from Lincoln. Naked and Afraid! Now it gets better. Shin Daddy had left for something, but two ladies, and please, if you could, text in.
Yes.
Two ladies drove from Seward, Nebraska,
what,
to Creighton to see Naked and Afraid.
Oh, no.
Two, they just shut down. They just cleaned out the mosquitoes when they got there.
Okay.
But they did get berry peppers.
They did get
gifted berry
all's
peppers.
Well, that ends.
And
well.
I had just been in the bank. I had stopped at the bank in Creighton, and they're like Bush was just here. So anyway, the two ladies that came in, please let us know names. We'd love to be able to, if you guys can get a chance to text in, we'd love to know who
they
you were.
Drove all the way
they
up.
Made the drive. They made the drive to Creighton, which was incredible. Thank you very much. Today's Steve brought in a photographer.
No way.
He brought in a photographer for back to school family pictures.
Oh.
Back to school family pictures.
Wow, what a service.
So it's a portrait day.
Service.
It's a service. So you bring in your family, you do your banking,
and
you get a photo. So that instead of not just, hey, first day of classes, whatever, that picture. Now it's a family photo. He also brought in one of the old school photo booth. Remember the photo booth? You get the three pictures for the kids to kind of jack around in a little bit, have some fun, you know,
maybe
to get some
loosen things up.
Loosen things up a little bit. But today's is photography day.
Does he have like a setup that has like a living room couch?
Yep, absolutely.
Really?
He's got 12 backgrounds to choose from.
So
you might be at Estes Park if you want. You might be at Deadwood. You can pick which one you want to have right there.
Waterfall.
You might be at a beach like that. So you have everything
park.
You want. Yeah, park.
Park setting.
Yeah. The Amazon.
Living room.
Has the whole setup.
We had one. We had a simple family picture in our living room.
Is it? Did you, do you have it still? Can we see it?
Yeah, I could bring it in.
Bring
it
in tomorrow.
Please. I would like to see that. I would love to see that picture.
You will love to
I
see
want
it.
To see, I want to see it.
Family pictures are we haven't done one for a while. We need to do another one with like with my entire family.
You got to get Gigi dolled up.
Yeah. Yeah, dolled up like that. She'll be dolled up. All right. Yes.
All right. So Shin Daddy, that's a service.
That's a service.
Is it free?
Of course it's free. God. Absolutely it's free.
I would think there'd be a lot of families.
So they can come in. It can be casual, dressed up. They can all be in tuxes. You can all be in shorts. You can be
a lot of money.
Whatever. So it's a money saver.
Wear some shorts.
Yeah. And
think about the savings.
And then come back on Thursday and pick them up.
Oh.
Yeah. You get them on Thursday. All free.
I should add, Bill, in Friend this weekend, I got cornered about four different times. People are like, Jake, tell me about Shin Daddy. I'm like, what do you want to know about it? I was like, did you really get whisked down to Dallas? I'm like, Bill said he did. To our
absolutely.
He did.
Absolutely he did.
He's kind of a legend.
Yeah, he's kind of a legend.
Look at him.
Remember when they had to whisk him down here to get the AD thing straightened out?
I was asked about that one as well. Did he really?
He came down in a caravan.
Fucking motorcade.
Motorcade,
yeah.
Like Yoko Ono.
To our knowledge, yes, he does.
Why did Yoko Ono go?
Steve Schindler is a legend in Friend, Nebraska. Yeah. He is.
Could he... Is legend. There anyone in Friend that can get Steve a good price on a round of golf?
Oh, God. I wonder. That's a given.
Yeah, let's see if we can get that done. Maybe we could all meet out there.
They'd probably pay him to play golf.
Just a good solid rate on a cart. Just a good... It's always that. Steve doesn't ask for anything. He doesn't want anything. No, that's not him.
He's not that guy, is he?
No, he'd like to have that... Well, I told you about the time we were at the Blue Moon, and everyone had ordered, my wife, my sister, Shin Daddy, me... Everyone had ordered, and I looked at the waitress, and Steve had gotten a bacon cheeseburger, and I gave her a look. I go, ticket's mine. And as soon as I did that, Schindler waved her back, and he got the extra thick cut prime rib. Yeah, he got the extra thick. He came back and changed his order. He went from the bacon cheeseburger at $13.99. He went with the $42 extra thick cut. Prime rib. He waved her back. My sister even goes, what are you doing?
He said he's paying.
He said he's paying.
I'm Shin Daddy.
He changed his order.
That's a beautiful story. That's a beautiful story.
Forget the burger. I want the prime rib.
He feels very comfortable with you.
He does, yes.
Shin Daddy. Yeah.
That's gold.
Thanks to Shin Daddy and Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2.
Seriously,
as always, appreciate you
guys. Thanks to Shin Daddy.
464-5685, call or text as always. We mentioned in Bill's Thrills that Nick Saban, of course, no longer in the SEC. He's going to be on College Game Day as an analyst this year and going forward. But with Media Days today through Thursday in Dallas, the question would be now Nick Saban was long the king of the SEC and college football. Who is now that person? Who is
Come
that
on.
Title? Is it?
Who's 42-3 in the last 3 years or whatever? 40, come on.
Kirby?
What do you think? Yeah, hey, and Bill, I got to push back on something. We can't say that Whittingham's the best coach in America when Kirby is 42-3.
Yeah, if you go off of just record and accomplishment, yes. That's not how I see it.
We just have to agree to disagree on this
one. How long has Georgia been in the SEC? Huh?
What's your glasses?
How long has Georgia been in the SEC?
A long time.
Yeah, how about they've been in a power conference since they were born, right? Basically, right?
Basically, yeah.
So Utah went from the WAC to the Mountain West to the Pac-12.
Yeah.
Throw some fists in here.
I'm pushing back.
I'm sorry, I was wrong about the record. He's actually 42-2 the past three seasons. That's Kirk.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the best coach in America. Due respect to Whittingham, who's probably number two or three, right?
I'm sticking with it.
Okay, that's fine. It's Kirby's the king of the SEC. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Who else would be?
He's obviously right now the correct answer for that.
But the question
can anybody
is,
surpass him?
Here's the question is where I think it's completely different, and I'm not sure, I'm not saying Kirby's not the answer. The question is like that, it's not just you're the voice when you have the best record. That doesn't work that way.
No, not necessarily.
Sometimes it's like, whoa, this person is, I love listening to them talk. They're very grounded. They can connect. They can do all those things. And I'm not saying it's not Kirby. All I'm saying
might
is.
Might be Kirby.
But you have to also be really good. It's like culture on your team. when your best players are your hardest workers, mm-hmm. then you have a team. If your best players, most talented workers, are your middle of the pack to low end, mm-hmm. high talent, but not work ethic and all those, then you don't have it. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same thing. For people to listen to you, you do have to be really good. Otherwise, they're not going to listen to you.
Here's the question I have to, I agree with you.
Are you going to wear my glasses the rest of the show? Because I have more glasses in there. So I need to know where we're at with the glasses.
He stole his glasses.
Yeah.
So now, Kalen DeBoer, would you say that Kalen DeBoer, I wondered this last night as I was pondering our show. Does Kalen DeBoer have a little bit of pressure on him today?
He has some pressure, but he's just built for it. I also listened to a pundit from Alabama. He said, he goes, I don't know if I've ever seen the excitement this high in Alabama football.
What?
He said they went from being like, Saban's gone, no matter who comes in, can't replace him, mm-hmm. to being like, this guy's interesting. Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, recruiting. He said, right now, it's off.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a filling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
It's off the chain.
Off the chain. Off the
hook. They had 2 5-stars back-to-back days this past weekend. They got to Alabama.
But the fans are like, you know what? We really hit a home run here. The excitement is extremely, extremely high. Mm-hmm. They're not in a whatsoever right now. They're kind of, they replace him with a really good person. And so I don't know. I don't think he seems like one of the coolest guys in the world. I don't think anything phases him.
No.
Have you ever heard DeBoer going like, huh, said some interesting things before this game or before that game?
No.
Nothing.
No. I'm not saying he has to get up there and wow people with a speech, but just I think people are going to watch him pretty closely is what I'm getting at. They're watching
him. Oh, they're going to watch him really close.
Yeah.
Oh, to go up there, like I said, that would be a lot.
That's what I was saying.
Well, you said that Saban, people paused what they were doing. They stopped what they were doing. They all paid attention. Is there anybody right now that does that in the SEC? You stop for Kirby
one
Smart?
Is Kirby for sure.
But it's nowhere near the same.
No,
at this point.
Because right now they'll stop almost the most for Lane.
They might.
They'd like to hear Lane Kiffin talk. They'll be the most.
Lane coming off 11-win season.
The one that will have the most quotes will be Drinkwitz.
You think
he'll
so?
Be the one that
Eli.
gets
Eli quoted. Drinkwitz.
He gets quoted the most. He has a good time with the media. He's very relaxed with the media.
Yep.
And he had an unbelievable season. They won 11 games, and they're loaded coming back. I mean, they're in the mix. They're in the mix. They could potentially, finish in the top two. They really could.
How about, those two guys, Kiffin and Eli, coming off 11-win seasons. I didn't know that was the best win total in Ole Miss history.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Best win total in program history. Most wins for Missouri in the last 10 years. But, those guys will be entertaining. It's not a particularly entertaining crew. Not bad, though. Not bad.
Is Sark entertaining or not?
Not really. Not in my opinion.
Not overly entertaining.
No.
Very good. He's very smooth. Not overly entertaining. The entertaining factor will be Drinkwitz and actually Lane. Everyone talks about that Lane is not overly energetic when he is live. He is.
Right.
He has more fun on Twitter.
He's good on Twitter
than he does the other part of it.
He's
dry. Then he just lost his dad.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true.
And so
that's true.
So there won't be any.
But
people still want to listen to what Lane has to say.
Mm-hmm.
That will be a big part of it.
And they're going to watch Texas Oklahoma.
Very close.
Yes.
Very close. And then that was a flex too. We all know that, but it's like. They brought in Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah, and I kind of play down Oklahoma. There was a good stat in the CBS Sports column.
Oklahoma always figures it out.
There's a good stat. 10 or more wins 19 times this millennium. 19 times in the first 24
years.
That's 10.
That's pretty solid.
10 or more wins 19 times this millennium. I always play them down a little bit for some reason. I don't look at them the same as I look at Texas. I look at Texas much more exalted than Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma, though, in the four-team playoff was in it. Texas was never
several
in it.
Several times.
Right. In the four-team.
I don't know why.
And Oklahoma was.
Exactly.
Oklahoma always figures it out. They always figure it out.
10-3 last year.
And they're bringing in veteran ADs.
Mm-hmm.
Veteran ADs. So neither one's coming in They have who's running this thing? It's like, oh, no, these guys have been doing this for a long time at a high level.
CDC.
CDC. The logo.
Chris Del Conte.
CDC. That's the coach saying that. I love that.
The coaches refer to him as CDC. Chris Del Conte, the Texas AD.
The eyes will be heavily on Elko at A&M.
Will they?
Oh, they will be on. It's like... Okay, you guys forever, you guys had your flex of we're in the SEC, you're not, we're different. Now it's the same, now you're back here. They just had the weird thing leave with their baseball coach. Has nothing to do with football, but it's still odd.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new AD
mm-hmm.
In Trev Alberts. Right now, you'd say, okay, it'd be interesting at the least
mm-hmm.
to say with that.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people really, really, really want to listen to. The ones that, that'll be also interesting will be, South Carolina, all of a sudden they had it, it's like, where are you going? Shane Beamer's got to have a good year. Beamer's got to have a good year. And then it's Florida.
Napier, I would think today would be Napier, or whenever Napier goes in front of the media, he'll be sort of uncomfortable.
8-4 could make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Think about that.
7-5, he's getting an extension. 6-6, he's still, the only way he gets fired, he's got to go 5-7.
Yeah,
I think 6-6. Say that it's here's the other thing too. Talk about teams. If you pull up Georgia's schedule,
mm-hmm.
if it's anybody but Georgia, you're going like, how do we even find 5 or 6 wins? They open up with Clemson. They opened up with Clemson.
Georgia?
Yeah. And they go to Texas and they go to Alabama.
Good God.
Just think about that.
Good God.
And that's then gonna... plus the other teams they have. They still got Auburn. I mean, it's insane.
That is
insane. If that schedule was South Carolina's, you'd be going like, oh, they're going to win four.
Yeah. Georgia, though, that I'm telling you, I'm looking at everything differently now. I hope people join me in that. I don't expect Georgia to go undefeated with that.
No, I don't either.
That's too much. And you can't say, well, geez, Kirby just lost one. I mean,
he's got 42-2, you say.
Yeah. I don't know. Is he losing it?
Is Kirby losing it?
It kind of went a little by the wayside because of the Florida State conversation last year, where they should be in or not. The conversation shouldn't even really have been that. The conversation should have all been about Georgia going from 1-6. They lose on a neutral field to Alabama.
Now
they drop from one,
talking.
And they go from 1-6.
I couldn't.
How can that happen?
I lost to Alabama.
Alabama.
I couldn't
on
say
a neutral
that.
Deal. That's crap.
No, people were so on the Florida State is getting wrong thing that I thought Georgia when they lost
way
to Alabama,
worse.
I was like, why can't they be in the playoffs?
They had one loss,
man. But you get
they were
killed.
The number one. They were number one.
You get killed
neutral
for
field.
That. You get killed. You got killed for that. Not now. Time. I think some of it is that Florida State got whacked so bad, didn't show up for the bowl game, that it kind of. I think the conversation sort of quietly swung back to maybe Georgia should have been in there. But that's what I thought. Kirby 42-2. That's the king. That's the king. You go 42-2 in the SEC.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. All right.
It is.
You coached in the SEC. That's a hard world to live in.
Yeah.
And he's 42-2.
Done a great job. Did an outstanding job.
He's the king.
Before we get to break, a quick shout out for our friends at Applied Connective Technologies, Nebraska's preferred tech partner in all 93 counties. If you work with them, what won't happen, Bill?
I've been hacked. That won't happen.
That won't happen.
You won't get hacked. I told you. Right now, get in touch with them, Applied Connect. And just whip right down O Street with your social security number on the side of your truck, your account
right
number,
by here.
Your bank account number. Put all your credit cards out there, too. Put them out there.
Slap them out.
Yeah, put them out there. So you get some.
See what happens.
Put them on social media. It doesn't matter.
Let's
you know
dance.
Why? Let's dance. You want to go? Yeah. You want to go? Let's dance. That's what Apply Connect says. That's how they have you prepared and protected. Thank you. Albion.
One team, all your tech solutions, managed IT and cybersecurity, phone system, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. Go to appliedconnective.com or call them at 866-358-0109. And once again, free consultation.
Free consultation. Now, do they have a lot of free time, Jay, because a lot of their current customers are dropping them?
No.
Why not?
99%. 99% retention.
Plus... But also, they're only in this half the state, though, right, Jake?
Nope. 93 counties.
Incredible.
All 93.
All 93. Now, guess what? If you could hold a Will, he could name all 93 counties.
Oh, good God.
Will could whip them off alphabetically.
Really?
All 93.
In 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Yeah, you just whip them. Just boom. How about that?
That's amazing.
Because they work there.
Yeah.
Every county.
They're in the county.
ApplieDConnective.com. When we come back, we got to address Pac-12 Media Day, which... More like Pack 2 Mini Data. That's up next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.